How's it going?
Yeah, all right, Jamie Johnson, how are you?
Yeah, really, really good.
Wow. Has this year gone quick since you were voicing?
So quick. This year's been incredible.
How do you choose the first song that you're going to do for when you face the judges? Because you did So Sick, yeah?
I did, yeah. Yes. And it was, it's very, very hard. It's such a hard decision because you only get about a minute and a half to perform your song. You don't get to do the whole thing. The part where Kylie turned her chair was the bridge of the song. So actually, you're singing for nearly a minute on stage, just looking at the back of these four chairs. And all you can see on Kylie's one is her feet dangling and her hands either side of the chair, because the chairs are massive.
Yeah.
And I remember just as I went to the bridge, leave me alone. And I was like, come on, let's do this bit. Let's just go for it. And that was it. She turned round and I remember singing, and I'm so sick of and I was like, just totally, just a big smile on my face. Right. I wanted to say thank you straight away, but I was halfway through the song.
On this new series of The Voice, we're hearing there's lots of stories about Bungle. You're probably too young to remember Rainbow, and the guy who was in Bungle is going to be singing. So if you had to do a TV theme song, which TV theme song would you like to go with?
What about Bob the Builder? Used to watch that.
Yeah. That would go how exactly, would, Jamie?
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. Scoot, Buck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Da, 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 da. Join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun. Working together.
I'm so impressed. I'm going to spin my chair around.
Oh, I wonder what you're doing.
Who is this guy? Why are you on my team?
I've got a chair turn. You're getting tangled in the headphones, you silly sausage. Now, because we're the breakfast show, we always like to ask people, what's the most exciting and best breakfast that you might have had in your showbiz whirlwind kind of lifestyle? So for you, where and what was the best breakfast?
One of my best breakfasts I think I've had is at a cafe in Rochester called Tiny Tim's. Don't know if you've been there.
Right.
I do a really good breakfast. And my auntie's going to not be happy with me because my auntie and uncle won't. Two calves, and I haven't said it's theirs, so they're going to be really annoyed.
You better change your answer.
So my Uncle Omer and Auntie Kerry own a calf in Gillingham called Oasis Calf.
Right.
But my favourite breakfast is Tiny Tim's in Rochester.
You're never going to get a free bacon sandwich again.
Do you have a number? Because you know sometimes on the menu there's breakfast number one, so breakfast number three. Is there a specific number?
Mine's usually like a six or a letter D. Yeah, whoa. Definitely. Got to go for those ones.
Well, thank you for sharing your breakfast details and your kids' TV details, but most of all, your voice insider knowledge. Yeah. And it's Jamie Johnson, everybody.
Thank you very much for having me.